Chapter 10. The telephone rang at 12:10 a.m. Sandecker popped open one eye and stared at it murderously for several moments. Finally, he gave in and answered it on the eighth ring. "Yes, what is it?" he demanded. "Gene Seagram here, Admiral. Did I catch you in bed?" "Oh, hell no," Sandecker yawned. "I never retire before I write 5 chapters on my autobiography, rob at least 2 liquor stores, and rape a cabinet member's wife." "Okay, what are you after, Seagram?" "Something has come up." "Forget it. I'm not endangering any more of my men and ships to bail your agents out of enemy territory." He used the word enemy as though the country were at war. "It's not that at all." "Then what?" "I need a line on someone." "Why come to me in the dead of night?" "I think you might know him." "What's the name?" "Pitt. Dirk. The last name is Pitt, probably spelled P-I-T-T." "Just to humor an old man's curiosity, what makes you think I know him?" "I have no proof, but I'm certain he has a connection with Numa." "I have over 2,000 people under me. I can't memorize all their names." "Could you check it out? It's imperative that I talk to him." "Seagram," Sandecker grunted irritably, "you're a monumental pain in the ass. Did it ever occur to you to call my personnel director during normal working hours?" "My apologies," Seagram said. "I happen to be working late and..." "Okay, if I dig up this character, I'll have him get in touch with you." "I'd appreciate it." Seagram's tone remained impersonal. "By the way, the man your people rescued up in the Barents Sea is getting along nicely. The surgeon on the first attempt did a magnificent job of bullet removal." "Coplin, wasn't it?" "Yes, he should be up and around in a few days." "That was a near thing, Seagram. If the Russians had cottoned onto us, we'd have a nasty incident on our hands about now." "What can I say?" Seagram said helplessly. "You can say good night and let me get back to sleep," Sandecker snarled. "But first, tell me how this Pitt figures into the picture." "Coplin was about to be captured by a Russian security guard when this guy appears out of a blizzard and kills the guard, carries Coplin across 50 miles of stormy water, not to mention stemming the blood flow from his wounds, and somehow deposits him on board your research vessel ready for surgery." "What do you intend to do when you find him?" "That's between Pip and myself." "I see," Sandecker said. "Well, good night, Mr. Seagram." "Thank you, Admiral. Goodbye." Sandecker hung up and then sat there a few moments, a bemused expression on his face. "Killed a Russian security guard and rescued an American agent. Dirk Pitt, you sly son of a bitch."